I'm Joe Maxwell. I'm the executive director of the Organization for Competitive Markets.
And Joe, we wanted to talk to you your reaction to a court has backed USDA's decision to axe GPSA rules. Tell us what that means to your organization. Who brought the challenge in the first place?
Well, we're very disappointed in the court's ruling. We were surprised the first time that we'd heard about it was in the oral arguments there on September 26th that USDA is planning on addressing these rules in the next, this 2019, during this year. We were disappointed that the court didn't go ahead and agree with us. We think these rules are absolutely necessary, but look forward to seeing what Secretary Perdue has in mind.
Okay. Do you have any idea on timeline when that might be brought up?
No, the USDA would have, they did say that in their spring regulatory agenda, so agencies have to put out an agenda for what they're anticipating on rulemaking, and they did say they would have it listed in the 2019 spring agenda. So I suppose that will probably be the first time we see any indication of what they're thinking.
Okay. The court sided with USDA in this decision, who said that this would the rule would have caused a lot of litigation, farmer against farmer, farmers suing packers, et cetera. And obviously, you don't agree with that assessment.
Well, what we know is that currently, without these rules, unlike any other industry, manufacturing or any other industry, livestock producers are bound by the terms of the Packers and Stockyards Act. And when they're harmed in the market, if they're short paid, like what happened at JBS here a few weeks ago, where JBS admitted they were commingling carcasses, underweighing carcasses, if that was any other industry and you weren't getting paid for full value of your product, you could bring litigation. We do not think that farmers should be denied the same opportunity. It only allows large corporations, large packers, to abuse the cattle producers, hog producers, and others in the marketplace. But we will continue to look at our options, and we'll continue to move forward on trying to find a just and transparent market for America's livestock producers.
I find it interesting that both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau sided with you guys. Sometimes there's a split there. Do you feel like you have the majority of the sort of lobbying organizations with you on this?
Well, I think what, you know, if you're an organization and you have farm in your name or you represent ranchers or farmers, I think you agree that that farmers should not be treated less in the market than anyone else. And I think we can all agree that farmers should have the fair opportunity to receive a fair market value for their goods that they sell. And in this decision, it's denying farmers that same opportunity. So I do think it's great that we found a core value and common ground to work with other organizations. Again, OCM will be looking at its options coming into this year with 2019, both litigation and legislative, and we hope to have a positive result so farmers and ranchers can have a just market.
Is it a positive that we will have there will be a Democratic majority in the U.S. House?
We find on these issues it's bipartisan. We do find that both Democrats and Republicans side with Big Ag, and there are Democrats and Republicans that side with family farmers and independent ranchers. Example of that is our 38 votes on the U.S. Senate floor on the checkoff reform legislation. A very broad base of support from U.S. senators. We do not see that this is a Democrat or Republican issue. There are those that believe that large corporations, that government has a role to be the referee in the market, and there are those that don't. And, of course, we're striving to have more people that would support government participation in the market to ensure that it's transparent and fair for America's ranchers and farmers.